From Wisconsin Public Radio, this is Newsmakers. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. And today we're talking about a proposal in front of the State Public Service Commission to allow Xcel Energy, among other providers, to raise their rates that that ratepayers would be responsible for in the coming period. Tom Content is here from the Citizens Utility Board, and Tom has been with us before at an earlier stage of this process, and we're having him back for an update. Tom, welcome back to Newsmakers.
Oh, good to be back with you. Looking forward to the conversation.
So basically, there's just been a hearing. Last week, there was a hearing wherein some of these details were fleshed out, and the public was allowed to comment. Give us an overview of kind of where we're at now in this utility rate hike process.
Sure. So the utility, Xcel, along with several other utilities across the state, filed proposals in the spring to increase rates, and those electric rate increases and some natural gas increases as well. Those would take effect January 1st of 2024. And so since that time, CUB has been involved in the process through asking questions and providing testimony. And then the PSC, the staff auditors at the PSC and analysts over there have been taking a look at the proposal. And they recently completed an audit of the utility's request. Of all the utility requests. And so right now the phase is we're in the middle of hearings. We've had several public hearings so far, and with still hearings still to come for the utilities in the eastern part of the state.
Okay.
So that's where we are. And then we're expecting a final decision on all these cases by the end, probably in the November, December timeframe.
Okay. And so I said that there was a public hearing last week where members of the public could comment, but that's not the end of the public comment opportunity. People can still weigh in, and we'll talk about that later. But let's remind people, what is it that Xcel is asking for?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Xcel in particular is asking for about a $40 million electric rate increase, which would be about a 5% increase, nearly 5%. And then they're asking for a $9 million increase on for their natural gas service, which would be about a 5% increase there as well. And so that's what they requested.
And your organization, the Citizens Utility Board, weighed in on that request. What was your perspective on that?
Well, the first thing that happened is that the commission staff prepared an audit, and they actually did cut in several areas or proposed some different cuts in a number of different areas. And so actually, as it stands now, there would actually be almost no increase for customers. It's for almost unchanged, practically unchanged from 2023, and perhaps even a slight decrease on
and
the electric.
So that, sorry to interrupt you, that was not necessarily your, that was prior to your submitting your comments on it. That's the Public Service Commission actually took that upon themselves to make those adjustments.
Right, they're staff auditors, and this is all just a proposal for the three commissioners who will make the ultimate decision. But the staff auditors found some areas where there could be cuts, and we're certainly endorsing a bunch of those proposals. And then we went even further by targeting, in particular, the utilities' profits, which has been a core issue for CUB in terms of making sure there's balance between the customers paying the bills and the shareholders who are the investors who are buying the stock of these utility companies. And then that's where we see the opportunity for even more savings than that for Xcel customers, because in our economist's view, our chief economist, Steve Keim, has submitted testimony that the utilities profits have actually been allowed to remain much too high for too long. And so in our proposal, there would be significant savings and actually a significant reduction in customer bills in the Excel for Excel customers.
So while the utility company was asking for in round numbers basically a 5% increase pretty much across the board, the Public Service Commission then found savings resulting in their recommendation, their staff's recommendation being almost no increase at all. And your organization, the Citizens Utilities Board, sees an opportunity for savings to the extent that the rate could actually go down year over year?
Right, on the electric side, there's still an increase on the natural gas side from the staff audit, from the PSC staff audit. And so we would pair that back with our proposal. I don't have exact numbers on how low it would go with our proposal, but it would be lower. Right now, on the natural gas side, the PSC is recommending about a 3% increase.
And
So.
you said that part of your recommendation comes from your assessment being that they've had too much profit built in for too long a period of time. I think most people see the cost of things going up, and they're not shocked by the idea that the cost of pretty much everything would go up by a similar amount. But you're saying there's been so much profit in this industry for so long that they can actually afford a cut when other sectors of our economy are seeing really steep increases still?
Well, I think you have to think about the context, which is these utilities have seen increases over the years, year over year increases, and that has enabled the company to do well, but it has also been on the backs of the customers. So the company has had a significant increase in recent years. And we're seeking a 5% increase over on top of that for 2024. So paring that back does make sense. And because there's only so much customers can afford to bear. And in particular with Excel, they formerly had among the lower prices in the state, but those prices have come up relative to some of the other utilities.
There was a public hearing. Each organization has a separate public hearing, and Excel's was on September the 11th, right?
That's correct. And actually, it was a Zoom-only hearing.
Okay.
There was no in-person opportunity. Cub tried to get the word out, and others did. We didn't have ratepayers participate in that hearing, but in the online comments, most people in these days. For most of the utilities, the vast majority of public comments are flowing through by people who fill out the form, a comment form on the PSC website. There have been public comments in this case already filed by customers in Western and Northern Wisconsin.
What do you see in a comment form like that typically? Is it just... Is it somebody? Are there educated perspectives among members of the public, or is it just like I don't like my rates to go up because that means I have to pay more?
I mean, you see some of both. You see some people who have concerns about especially with the non-Excel utility cases this year. The other cases are having a lot of proposing a lot of changes for customers who have their own solar panels. They wouldn't change anything currently for the customers who already have them, but for customers who want to adopt solar, there would be changes in how much they would receive in compensation. And so you're seeing a lot of activity in those cases by customers who are concerned about making sure that the advocating for solar rates that are cost effective for the solar customer. What we're seeing in the Excel cases, we're seeing some comments related to the utilities proposal regarding electric vehicles and charging stations, as well as there has been a comment or two from customers saying, you know, my bill's high enough already and I don't have a choice because this is a monopoly, and please consider providing me some relief because I pay enough already.
So, while a couple of the other providers are concerned about solar regulations, and we could talk about that as our conversation continues, but you said Xcel, on the other hand, is involved somehow in some regulations about surrounding electronic vehicles. What's that all about?
Yeah, so in electric vehicles, as the car automotive industry is expanding its production of electric vehicles, what industry is seeing is that the customers are reluctant to buy electric vehicles, and in some cases because of what they call range anxiety, which is the fact that there aren't that many charging stations between dotting the highways from here to there, and that's particularly the case in rural stretches of the country and rural stretches of Wisconsin. And so what Xcel is proposing to do in this case is to build a few charging stations in western or northern Wisconsin, presumably along the interstates, and that would help deal with that the range anxiety issue for electric vehicle buyers. This is a long-term transition that's happening, and rural America is not seeing the active development of EV charging stations, and so this is a proposal that they've put in at this point. Given the lack of charging stations and the unreliability of the charging stations that are in rural Wisconsin, we are supportive of this proposal because we think it makes sense from a customer point of view. A customer who does have an electric vehicle, their overall energy bill will actually be going down. They'll be paying their electricity to charge that vehicle at home, but they'll be saving at the pump on gasoline, and their overall, if you take your home heating bill, your home electric bill, and your transportation for your costs, fueling costs for your car, overall costs do come down for customers with EVs. You have to buy the EV first, of course. That's you have to factor that price in as well.
Yeah. So that could be a potential benefit. Another thing that before our recording began, you mentioned that the company has some proposals related to low income people and assistance that could be available to them.
That's correct. And so Cub, actually, we had reached an agreement with Xcel to work on a proposal that's a low income customer assistance program. It's designed to do for Wisconsinites what Xcel is actually already doing in Colorado and in Minnesota, where they have a special program that's designed to bring down the costs for the cost of your electric bill and natural gas bill if your household energy burden is high. And household energy burden sounds like a wonky term, but it's really just how much of your household income is used, what portion of that is used for paying your energy bill. And anything over 6% is generally considered across the country to be a high energy burden. And so this program would actually look at folks who already qualify for energy assistance. So they're already considered low income, and it would provide them with a special credit on their bills. These programs are in place, as I said, with Xcel in Colorado and Minnesota, but in a variety of states around the country, we're seeing these programs and getting adopted more and more. And there's actually in this year's the other utility cases this year, there are proposals to enact similar proposals from low income and BIPOC groups to support similar programs for those utilities.
Now,
so that's something that's actually moving forward in a separate case over at the Public Service Commission.
Okay,
is the customer service program. customer assistance program. So we don't know if it's going to be the timing of when that might get adopted, but that's also something that could be decided this fall. And it was one of the first times Cubs have been around for more than 40 years, and we're not often quoted in a utility press release because we're so often on the other side with the utilities. But in this case, we reached an agreement on that program, and so Cub and Xcel were both supporting the program in the press release that Xcel put out earlier this year.
So you you outlined several different things that you're encouraging in terms of policy changes there, and one of them is to reduce the profit rate from 10% to 9.3%. Talk about how that what is the profit rate? Is that just the percentage of profit that's built into the rate that they ask customers to pay?
Yes, and this is something that actually the Public Service Commission and similar commissions in every state have that authority to decide this, because after all, these are regulated monopolies. The reason we have these regulated monopolies is because in the early days of the electric industry, it was chaos, and there were literally multiple poles and a spaghetti sets of wires heading down city streets in various cities before somebody came to their senses and said, we can't have 20 poles and 100 sets of wires on the same street. So having a regulated monopoly makes sense, but it only makes sense for customers if the prices are set correctly. And so as part of in fairness to the utilities, they have this regulated monopoly. And so the PSC is charged with deciding what that profit rate should be. The problem is the utilities have been providing faulty models and faulty analysis to the PSC over the years that has resulted in the profit rate staying high and at double digit levels of 10%. Even as interest rates have fell way down over the past 20 years, they've come back up a little, but during that whole period where interest rates fell, profits were allowed to remain too high. And, there's a study that the economists at the Berkeley Business School did, I came out with last year, that showed that across the country, customers were overpaying by $8.7 billion just for getting that profit number wrong. And so this is what we're trying to do at Cub, and what we saw in the Xcel case over in Minnesota recently, is trying to reset that so that it's more fair. Xcel was seeking an increase in their profit in this for 2024 to go up to 10.25%. And we just think that would be the wrong direction to head. And that's why we're advocating that it should be a 9.3%. And really, it's a subjective decision and it shouldn't just be based on, computer models or statistical models that experts on either side provide. It really is a subjective decision. And one of the things that both the U.S. Supreme Court in certain cases and in also other regulators have decided is that regulators need to think about customers and their ability to pay pay higher and higher rates when factoring in how high that profit should be.
One of the things that you support is an earnings sharing mechanism where, like, when the company does really well, some of that benefit is passed on to their customers. Does that exist already? And what would that look like if your recommendation is followed?
Oh, yes, it does exist. Most of the utilities, in fact, all the big utilities in the state, except for Madison Gas and Electric, currently have one. And so that's actually provided some money flowing back to customers when utilities over-earn. So that so the PSC would set the rate at, say, 9.8% or 10%. And if they come in higher than that, there's some sharing where the shareholders and the utility and the customers actually split a little bit of that if it's just slightly above. But then after that, once it hits a certain threshold above that, then all the money flows back to customers. And Xcel already has one in place, but in their application this year, Xcel didn't propose to retain that. And so we made sure that we are asking the PSC to retain that as well. And my understanding is Xcel does support retaining that as well. It's just that in this instance, if we had been silent on this, if CUB had been silent on it, then nobody would have raised the issue, and we might have actually not had an earnings cap or an earnings sharing mechanism in place. So that's why CUB is there, because we have to be vigilant in every case to see, well, what's different from this case versus the last case, and are there consumer protections that weren't that we had last time that weren't built in this time, and let's make sure they're there.
Now the company, all the companies in the state made their own initial proposals, and then you said that the Public Service Commission staff reviewed those and is recommending a series of alterations to those proposals. The Public Service Commission itself, are its members typically, do they accept the recommendations of their staff, or do they come back with, you know, meet in the middle usually, or how does that work?
That's a good question. And what we've seen over time, as I've been following this for a long time, you see generally that they tend to approve of their own staff's adjustments, but when the utilities or others push back hard against a certain adjustment, sometimes that's that they make compelling arguments that the PSC takes into account. By and large, I'd say most of the adjustments that the staff make make it through to the final product, which is why over time you see that, you know, utility usually the amount that's decided in November is generally less than the amount that's applied for in the spring.
Now, our listening area includes people who are not necessarily served by Xcel Energy, but who are served by rural power cooperatives of different kinds. But who is it in southwestern Wisconsin here that is served by Xcel Energy, and how long do they have to participate in this public comment period on this proposed rate hike?
Sure. So generally, it's the cities and the places close to the cities that actually have Xcel, and it's the rural the farm country that generally has the electric co-ops, which would be distinct. So in this case, all the residents in and near La Crosse, in and near Eau Claire, and up in Bayfield as well, be that area, are some of the more populous areas served by Xcel. And people who are Xcel customers have until Friday, September 29th, whatever day of the week that is. I'm pretty sure that's a Friday, to submit their comments on the PSC website. And we have on our website, which is cubwi.org, we actually have a quick link to that. That public comment. What we've done is we've created an active cases page for all the cases. And so if you click on go there to cubwi.org/active cases, then you can click on the Xcel Energy case, and from there you can, with one click, you'll be right able to start typing your public comment if you'd like to weigh in.
And you have until the 29th, which is indeed a Friday.
There you go. Okay, good.
I looked it up. Thank you, computer. So as long as people get their comment in by then, it'll be duly considered, huh?
That's right, exactly. That's exactly right. And we'd like to see participation. You know, since COVID, before COVID, there had been in-person public hearings sometimes in either Eau Claire or La Crosse, depending on the year. Since COVID, with the Xcel utility, there hasn't been an in-person public hearing, but in part that's because of customer preference at times, depending on the utility. And over here, where I live in Milwaukee, There was considerable interest in having an in-person public hearing last year for that rate case, and so we saw hundreds of people come to the in-person hearing. But in this case, we're seeing with things that moved into the Zoom world and onto the internet with the pandemic, and just with technology in general, you have more time to craft your own message and write it up and do it whenever you feel like it, as long as it's filed by Friday the 29th.
All right. Tom Content is the executive director of the Citizens Utility Board. Tom, thank you very much for joining us today on Newsmakers. Let people know what your website is one more time.
It's cubwi.org.
All right, Tom, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio. Of course, if you want to hear our show again, you can listen to this conversation or any of our previous ones at our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. That's wpr.org/newsmakers. Coming up next, the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra is about to kick off its 125th season. Oh my God, 125 years. We're talking to Alexander Platt, their conductor, next here on Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio.